Ruth B., Lost Boy, Giant FM. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and many people, and actually a lot of people, have given them their comments. You can follow us online if you have a comment on Facebook. Just go to Giant FM. Right now, though, with me, we have Mr. Steve Moore and Catherine Matthews, who is an ambassador for CBD oil. And then welcome you both.
Thank you.
Steve, I recently seen you, and you told me that we had to get Miss Catherine Matthews in for an interview. So tell me a little bit about, you know.
Well, we got a problem with so many pills in this country, and there's got to be a different way of making people better. And so I was at a festival, and I just seen how many people was at this lady's booth. And all positive feedback because they got tired of being pilled to death by Pfizer and Lilly's and Merck. And there's got to be a better way to take care of people for their pains and illnesses. And so I've been reading a lot about this oil, and there's different types, obviously. And I just happened to run into this lady, and then you're always open to different things about your radio station, and I just thought this was something that your viewers would be wanting to hear it right from the horse's mouth. Some people saying it's legal, it's not legal, but there's, you know, I actually asked a doctor about this, and he told me the reason that you was hearing so much negative stuff is because of the drug manufacturers has got the money to keep fighting this, to keep it out of the state of Indiana. So that's how I become talking to you, Penny, and you was nice enough.
And they would want to keep it out because?
Of the money.
Of the money.
And he actually told me that he had family members on it, and I was actually talking to a couple of older gentlemen of mine, buddies of mine, that has been on this for a long time and has really helped them out. They got rid of a lot of their pills, and they just take this a couple times a day, and it's really worked fine for them.
And, Steve, you can say it. Like, what's some situations to where you've seen people that had situations to where it's helped them?
A lot of pain relief, joints. I know I'm a diabetic, so I've been doing a little research on it myself, and it seems like there's a lot of stuff coming out for diabetics, type 2. But there's a lot of stuff out there that people have different. I have a friend of mine that has Crohn's disease, and it's very painful, and this has helped her out quite a bit, and people's been able to sleep through the night that wasn't sleeping with her pharmaceutical medicine. So I just like to thank you for opening up the air to let people know that there is an alternative besides swallowing a pill every day.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of the reason why not, you believe, is because of the pharmaceutical companies.
I think it would be legal if you didn't have so much money fighting the oil people. I think they're the biggest problems in the country is they got so much money. You go to CVS or Walgreens and look at the bags of medicine every day that is filled to give to a family. And, you know, the pill problem is out of control in the United States, and it's bad here, too.
And I've read in a lot of states where it is legal,
yes,
you know, that a lot of the people are using the CBD oil, and they're not turning to those drug problems. Opioids are not as big as a problem anymore.
No. Well, and I tell you what, how can it be legal one day, and they go in and clean off the shelves, and then 3 or 4 days later, they go and restock the shelves because it follow the money trail, and it'll go back to the pharmaceutical company that is the problem here. And everybody wants everybody to feel better. It's just got a lot of positive things, and I've done a lot of research myself on it.
Wonderful. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming in today. Explain to our listeners the difference of CBD oil and marijuana, because some people might not know.
Okay. Well, there's a female plant and a male plant. The female plant has the bud, so that has the THC. The male plant does not. It's hemp. And years ago, they would make rope out of it, paper, clothing, different things out of the hemp plant. So that is what our product is made from. It's a full spectrum. It's made from the whole male hemp plant. And we have a PureSorb technology that makes it water soluble so that it's absorbed into our bodies, which is made mostly of water, up to 85%. We've had a lot of pain and inflammation issues over the years, different disorders people have. And this has really helped a lot with the people that have those disorders. So I've been very fortunate to be able to have this product. My mother had a very, very severe inflammation and pain disorder, and she was taking 26 pills a day when she passed away. She died from side effects of the medication. So I'm always looking for something that's natural, and this is made from a plant. There's no side effects, and it doesn't seem to interact with certain medications, you know. So I'm just trying to promote my business and mm-hmm. Do the best I can for people, and I want to help people that are in pain.
How did this first come about for you?
It was introduced to me by a friend, and I decided that I wanted to try it. It helped me. It helped my husband mm-hmm. a lot with his. He had a severe pain issue. Sometimes it only takes a few minutes to notice a response or a difference.
Really? Wow.
Yes, yes. And sometimes it takes longer than that. We've had people that can tell a difference within 15 to 45 minutes after taking it. And then it took my husband 5 weeks for his pain. So
now, how do you take it?
It's sublingual. You take it under your tongue. You leave it under your tongue for 30 seconds, and then you swallow. I don't usually drink any liquids or anything for a few minutes after. That's just me. And we have two flavors. We have wild berry and cinnamon, and they seem to be pretty tasty. I mean, they're not, they don't taste like petroleum is what I'm trying to say.
All right. So now, big topic, is it illegal? Is it legal? You brought, which would make it seem legal. Of course, I'm not an attorney here, but we have, you know, tell me about this paper that you brought in for us here.
Okay. It was given to us by a friend, and it's a copy of the House Enrolled Act number 1148, if anybody's familiar with that.
First regular session of the 120th General Assembly.
I think it's state of Indiana, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Right. So
yes.
This is the state of Indiana. And go ahead and right. Tell us what it said.
Okay. It says that the substance containing cannabidiol means a product that contains no more than 0.3% 0.3% total of THC by weight, including its precursors and derivatives. Our hemp has 0.0 THC. And then it says at least 5% cannabidiol by weight and no other controlled substances. So anything 5% and over is illegal. Ours is 3.3% CBD. Okay?
So it meets the guidelines.
It does. Certainly does. Perfectly legal.
Now,
we do festivals, mm-hmm. and we've never been approached by any law enforcement whatsoever.
Now, you will be at the upcoming Irvington Street Festival?
Street Festival.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
When
October
is that?
28th.
October
28th. It's from 9 to 5 in Irvington. And we also have meetings that we're doing every Wednesday night at the Holiday Inn Express in Greenfield behind the Cracker Barrel there. 6:45, we give free tastings. 7 o'clock is when the presentation starts.
All right. And can you tell us that again, the times on that? In Greenfield? It's in Greenfield.
Every Wednesday night. Right. 6:45 mm-hmm. for the free tastings, and the meeting starts at 7 o'clock.
Right. So it could possibly even help someone with a free tasting.
Yes, ma'am.
You said sometimes it's
yes, ma'am.
Instant.
It does. It does. And that's happened before many times.
So tell me about a rewarding story that you've seen, you know, someone that's taken a product. You know,
well, we were at the festival in Greenfield this last weekend, And we had a woman come over, and she was interested in the product. And her sister was over at another venue. She called her over, and she said, oh, she just had knee surgery, whatever. And so she took some of the product, and she came back 15 minutes later and says, I can't believe the difference. I feel better already.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we were surprised. You know, it's a true story.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think another thing that is brought this to the forefront, people is fighting pains and knee pains or whatever. This medicine is not showing up on drug screens at your work or anything like that. And this product does not make you high at all. So we need to clear the air here. This is not a pot product. This is not something that's going to get you high. But it does work. I've known too many people here lately that I've talked to that really believes in this product. And I think it's the future of making people feel better.
Well, it's the full spectrum, the whole male plant. So it's enhanced with CBD. So you get the not only the cannabinoids, you get the flavonoids, the terpenes, the vitamins, the minerals, omega fatty acids, everything from the whole male plant. So it's just a very high-quality product, and like I said, it's water-soluble, so it's up to 85% absorbable.
The type that you represent.
Yes, the type I represent.
Not all of them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Catherine Matthews, how could somebody that's listening, if they're interested, get a hold of you?
Well, they can email me at CATHMATT26@gmail.com. Send me your information, your contact information, and I will get back with you. And we can talk about my product and how I can send it to you if you'd like to purchase them.
Okay. And can you say that slowly one more time?
My email address is CATHMATT26@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Catherine Matthews. Mr. Steve Moore, thank you for coming in today and taking a trip with Penny Lane right here on Giant FM.
Thank you, Penny.